on 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
That'll do it beautifully. Well, good morning. Many thanks to James Well, and it's good to see Ash again. I'm Mike Allen, and looking after the shop for Ian Collins and Chessie, and they're just having a bit of time off. They've been working really hard. So there's a bit of an act to follow, but I'll try. I wanted to talk to you about Andrew Gumbel. Very, very briefly, he's a journalist, and he wrote last Sunday in the Independent newspaper these words. There were the start of the column. A US Senate report yesterday squashed any lingering concerns that Saddam Hussein might have had a hand in the September 11 attacks, concluding from evidence gathered before and after the 2003 invasion of Iraq that Saddam had no relationship with Al-Qaeda and viewed the organization as a threat to his regime. So we pause, and it was a day to mark, certainly, 9/11, the fifth anniversary. But we came back to the question we asked of each other 5 years ago today. Who was responsible for the sequence of events that culminated in 9/11? My guest this morning is Roland Morgan, author of Flight 93 Revealed. He also authored 9/11 Revealed.
Nightline with Mike Allen on LBC News Talk 97.3 FM. Give Mike a call on 071 973 9733.
Just the other day, someone was saying that this trip is perfect if you're planning a special surprise for someone, or if maybe you'd just like to celebrate a special anniversary, something like that. Whiz across somewhere to the continent, not going to cost you a bean. How lovely. Courtesy of Stena Seelink, and Pauline's with us. She's ready. She's all lucky.
Mike.
For the last week, which musical, Pauline, does this song come from?
Even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on
for... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Thanks ever so much, Pauline. Have a lovely night. Thanks for being with us. It'll be its last week with us. I'll have to take that one outside and smack it around the ear. Alan, welcome. I need you to identify this chap, all right? And started his career as a juggler and then went on to be a funny man. But he's very well known, sadly no longer with us, and famous for many quotes. He did make films, and he also appeared in the variety stage. Who is it?
I was in love with a beautiful blonde.